Our next guest joins us still with maybe still has the gold medal around his neck. An inspiring tournament for Team Canada at the Men's World Championships. We paid close attention here in Calgary because of Andrew Mangiapane. But Gerard Gallant, the head coach, good enough to join us this morning. Gerard, good morning. How are things? Are you still are you loving the glow of being a world champion?
Yeah, it was great, especially, like you said, especially the way it happened. You know, we had a tough start to the tournament, and then we finished it perfect. So a lot of fun, really enjoyed it, and it was a great time by Hockey Canada.
So 0-3, as a coach, what's going through your head? You're probably thinking, well, I'm the coach. What have I got in my bag of tricks to try and turn some things around here? Is there a speech? Is there a movie I make them watch? Like, what do you do? Was there anything that kind of happened that changed the fortunes for you?
No, I just think we had a little get-together after 0-3, and we talked about, you know what, we still have a chance. You know, as bad as we started, and it was tough. I mean, there was guys coming from all different teams. We had 2 days of quarantine where we couldn't leave our hotel room, and we had 2.5 days of practice. So there wasn't a whole lot to go by, no exhibition games. And, you know, once we got there, we couldn't score the first 3 games. And then all of a sudden, we got that little player from Calgary, Mangiapane, and things changed.
Yeah, tell us about. Obviously, we've bought in on. We've pushed all the chips in on Andrew Mangiapane here. We love him, and what's not to love? Tell us about his tournament and what you saw from him on and off the ice.
Yeah, I knew he was a good hockey player, but I didn't think he was at that level. I mean, he was tremendous from the first day he got here. Character wise, he was excited to get there, and that really brought a spark to our hockey club. And the first day of practice, you know, he was a spark plug out there. And then the first game, he continued to do it, and he just carried it on through at the tournament. And like I said, sometimes it's one little thing that changes things, and I think he was a big part of that for sure.
Winning will bring a team together, obviously. Chances are when you go in, you would know in the NHL, when teams are, we're the great room, the room's tight, everybody loves each other, probably they're winning. And maybe if a coach has lost the room or there's infighting, well, it's probably because they're losing. But the type of chemistry that you get in a short tournament is, I find it fascinating, because other teams will have a full season. Maybe you've got 2 years and you can't come together like some teams can in a very short amount of time. And it seems from here anyway that that's what happened with you and your group. Seeing some of the videos of your captain from inside of the room, just the speeches and how that team came together, where would you put it? It's a very special kind of a group in terms of chemistry and likability with one another.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and like you said, Adam Henrique's a great captain, a great leader, and he's just a good person. And I think we had a lot of good people on that team. So they were really disappointed and embarrassed a little bit that we were 0-3, like we all were. And you know what? There's nothing you can do. We turned the page and we said, you know, we've got 4 games left here. The first 3 games, we should win. You know, I mean, if we play our game, we'll win those hockey games. And then the last one's going to be a tough game against Finland, you know, hopefully to get us into the crossover round. And sure enough, we went out and played good hockey. You know, we won those 3 games, and then we had a tough loss in a shootout to Finland. But we got some help along the way. The Norwegians helped us. They won 2 big games that really helped us in the standings. And then obviously the last game that we couldn't have go to overtime, the Latvia and the Germany game. Germany won 2-1 in a tight game there, so that gave us an opportunity. But we played great hockey from game 4 on. Our team played the way we expected to play, worked hard, competed hard, and we put a few more pucks in the net, and you know, it just carried over from there.
Gerard Gallant, our guest here on Sportsnet. Ryan?
Gerard, you've been to this tournament a bunch, once as a player, and I think 3 times by my count as a coach. Can you shed a little more insight on what your thoughts of the tournament have been prior to getting over there and what that tournament does mean to many of these host countries and to European nations?
Yeah, I think it was great. I mean, I enjoyed every bit of it. Hockey Canada treats us first class. Every time I got the opportunity to go, I'm going to go and enjoy the experience, like I said. But, no, it's huge. I mean, the shame is this year in Latvia, I mean, they have great fans. They go to the games. They don't sit down. They cheer no matter what's going on in the games. And this year, the fans weren't there until the last, you know, I think it was the last 2 days of the tournament. So that was really tough. But you know what? We made the best of it. And you know, like I said, the teams over there, it's a big, big tournament for them. And the European teams want to win that. But, you know, we take it for granted that, you know, the Canadians, it's not a major thing. But And when our guys were down 0-3, it was a major thing. We wanted to win. We wanted to battle back hard. And it just showed the character of the Canadian players. When they put that jersey on, they want to win. And, you know, fortunately for them, they battled back and they played hard.
So tell us about some of the other tournaments that you've been a part of. There was the co-hosting with France and Germany not long ago. There was one tournament in Russia you participated in, and I believe way back when you played, we're looking at Sweden. I mean, that must be amazing to be able to see all those places and you know, win two golds and two silvers.
Well, that's pretty much the only time I've gone to Europe, so it's been outstanding. I mean, the first time I went, it was in Sweden, and we got a silver medal, and it was outstanding. I mean, we lost to Russia in the championship game, but again, it was a lot of fun. We had a great team. I look back at some of the names in that team: Mark Messier, Steve Eisman, Brian Bellow, just to name a few of those guys. Dale Howard, Chuck. I mean, it was an outstanding team, and probably should have won, but we had some unfortunate bounces in the championship game. So it was great going to Sweden, and then I was fortunate enough again to go with Andy Murray as the head coach and Mike Johnson as assistant, and myself as an assistant. We went 10-0 in that tournament, and again, wow. it was an outstanding tournament, a lot of fun. Again, a good, solid hockey team, and it was just great. And then the last time I went with John Cooper as the head coach, again, we lost. We lost to, who did we lose to?
Sweden, looks like.
Sweden in the shootout, you know, so it was outstanding again. So all those experiences were just great for your coaching and, you know, to learn stuff off different coaches and to be there with different people. But, you know, the one thing that stands out is the way Hockey Canada treats the players and the staff that go over there. It's second to none.
So how limited were you in your ability to have a, quote, normal tournament? You've been to enough to kind of understand the rhythm and what you want to do and, hey, let's go do this activity on an off day. But as you alluded to, COVID protocols in place in Riga didn't allow for massive crowds, some, and I imagine it might have limited the other types of activities you could do. Like, how much of an impediment was that this year?
Oh, it was tough. There's no doubt. I mean, fortunately for us, we had a beautiful hotel to stay at. In Canada, you know, we had great accommodations. We had the whole bottom floor to ourselves pretty much for eating rooms. And, you know, they had ping pong tables and that set up. So there was some good stuff for us to do. But we had 3 days or 4 days where we were able to go on a bus with all our team. And just us, and we went to different restaurants, you know, where the restaurant was closed off to everybody else except us, and that was a COVID protocol. But it was nice to get out in the city and be able to, you know, drive outside the city for 40 minutes and just see some of the landscaping and that stuff. So it was outstanding, but again, it was tough having to stay in the hotel all the time. And it's a beautiful city. I mean, you know, you're looking out your hotel window and you're seeing downtown, and it looked really nice.
Gerard Gallant is our guest, head coach of the World Champions, Team Canada, over at the Worlds less than a week ago. Tell us about Owen Power. Kid's looks like he's going to go number one. Stepped in, big kid, looked very poised. What, you know, whoever takes him, whether it's at one or two, I can't imagine much beyond three, but what are they getting in this guy?
Well, I didn't know the kid at all until we got him at the first practice. And from day one, you could see he's going to be a special talent. And he just got better and better and better every day. And he played against some real good hockey teams. I mean, the last four games, he played Finland, Russia, USA, and Finland again. So, and he didn't look out of place. He was as good as any player on the ice. And if there's a better kid in the draft this year than this kid, he's a hell of a player, because he did everything. I couldn't believe what I seen from this kid, really.
Troy Stetcher, just a thought on what he brought your club. He's a real inspirational story, undrafted, won a national championship at North Dakota, and then went home but couldn't find a way to stay at home last offseason. What do you make of the smaller D-man?
He was outstanding, and I talked to Dougie Huda about him before the tournament started just to find out a little bit about him, and he said he'll do whatever you want him to do. He'll go through the end boards for you. He'll block shots. He'll do anything for your team, and that's exactly what he did. He was a great leader for us. He was a great guy. Energy all the time, like it's nonstop. Whether it's at breakfast in the morning or at 11:30 snack at night, this guy's ready to bounce off the walls. And he was just a great player. And like I said, a guy didn't know it all, but he was exceptional for our team.
So I want to shift gears a little bit with you. Of course, your name is front and center right now in the league, and I'm guessing there's not much you can tell us. But I want to just go back a little bit. January of 2020, the world was a lot different back then. Doesn't that feel like a long time ago? Probably maybe more for you than anything else, but January of 2020, coaching change in Vegas, you leave. maybe you think, going to make the best of a bad situation, maybe going to travel, take some time, and then the world shuts down on you and all of us. What was,
yeah.
I mean, from mid-January till now, what has Gerard Gallant been up to, and how have you dealt with it, I guess?
Well, on the positive side of the whole thing, I got a chance to see my grandkids a lot, which I haven't had. You know, they're 4 and 5 year old boys, and I spent a lot of time with them, and I've been back to Prince Edward Island for 95% of that time. I was able to go to Florida for 6 weeks last winter, but for the majority of the time I was back in PEI, and like I said, it was tough, you know, not working and then watching the NHL games all the time, and with COVID there wasn't many job opportunities, so, you know, I was fortunate I was still getting paid by Vegas, and you know, you can sit back and watch some hockey games and you know, learn a lot and enjoy it, but the biggest thing was spending time with my family, my grandkids. That was you know, to look at the positive side of it, that's what I took out of that.
I think any time a coach is let go, probably he or she feels like, even to a certain extent, that they've been done wrong. In your case, Gerard, certainly in Florida and definitely in Vegas, the real feel was that you deserved a better fate, that the team was maybe headed in the right direction. How do you manage to maintain that positive vibe, that positive attitude, when even maybe down deep you feel like I'm getting a rotten deal here?
Yeah, no, that they're tough. I mean, both of those opportunities, you know, the team was turning the corner. The team looked really good. I mean, in Vegas, there was 2.5 years. There wasn't really a downspurt. And, you know, it was a 4-game losing streak. And all of a sudden I found out, well, we're going to go in a different direction. So they're definitely tough days. And you try and figure out what you did wrong or what really happened. But again, I just... you got to look at the positive. You got to turn the page and say, you know, the next opportunity, you know, be ready for that and make sure you're ready for that again. So hopefully something comes up here in the near future, but we'll see what happens. And like I said, I don't try and dwell on the past a whole lot. You got to move forward, and that's what people tell you to do, and that's what you should do.
So we're sitting back and watching more of the league as you have. Has anything jumped out at you, or maybe just to be able to be out of that bubble of in the coach's room and breaking down video all the time? Like, is there something about the league that struck you either this season or just since you've been gone?
No, it's actually this year that just passed now here. I thought it was, you know, the games were better than I thought they were going to be totally honest with you. I mean, it's got to be tough on the players. I know it's been really tough on the coaches. You talk to a lot of guys, and it wasn't easy for those guys. So some days you're saying to yourself, well, I'm, you know, it's probably a good thing I'm not there, because they've had some tough days, there's no doubt. But I think the games this year were real good. The guys competed real hard and played real hard under tough circumstances. And, you know, the NHL's in a good place, and hopefully in the near future we'll be back to, well, watch Vegas last night. There's 100% capacity there, so we're going in a good place, hopefully, in the near future. So, no, and like, again, you watch a lot of games. Some games you watch as a fan, some games you watch as a coach, and you're taking notes, and, you know, so I get an opportunity to do a lot of that for sure.
Watching the Islanders right now, Gerard, Barry Trotz, watching the way that team plays for him, I see parallels, because when you talk to people about Barry's one of the best guys in the world, and you hear from the players, they love him, and they'll go through a wall for him, and there's that respect, and they know that his word is that's how it goes. It's Trotz or bust, and it's I hear the same about you, that your players, they love playing for you. They're going to go through a wall for you. How do you, I guess, find the way to earn that respect where you need to be hard at times and maybe cut deep a little bit at times, but yet still manage to be the well-liked coach that the guys rally behind?
Well, I always talk about respect, and I always talk about trusting your players and being fair to your players. And I think Barry does a great job of that. He's, like I said, he's a premier coach in the NHL. He gets the most out of his teams, and that's all you want. I mean, when you're looking at coaches, you say, you know, whatever kind of team we get the most out of it. And if you look at Barry's team, you know, they're a good team. They're a talented team, but they usually bring their game every night. And like I said, I think he does a great job with that New York Islanders team. And you look at them play and you watch them play, and they're winning a lot of games every year. And, you know, hats off to Barry. He does a great job with that.
Is there ever a point with you where you think maybe that's it, maybe I'm done coaching, or is it in your blood, you're just gonna do this until it's over?
No, I can't see me. I mean, I'm sure hoping something happens this year. I mean, you know, like I said, with the way things go, and I was fortunate enough to be able to go coach Team Canada. I mean, when Luongo and Shane Doan called me, and, you know, they asked me, you know, if I was interested in coaching Team Canada, it was a great opportunity to get back. I mean, I hadn't coached in 16 months, you know, and you get a little bit rusty. And so fortunately for me, it was a great opportunity. And you know what? Things went real well. They didn't start well, but they went real well. And to win a gold medal was exceptional. So I'm sure hoping I'm going to be coaching again this year. But we'll wait and see what happens. And I'm only 57 years old, so I think there's a lot of years left.
You got a lot there.
Spring chicken. Yeah.
Now, being from PEI, that's, of course, in the east. So New York City is in the east, and Seattle's a long way from the, but that's also kind of, I feel like, you know, wherever we see you, I wonder if maybe the ocean life might be in your future, perhaps, Gerard.
I have no idea. You know what? I mean, it's been out there that I've talked to some teams, and that's obviously true, but you know what? I'm just waiting and seeing what happens, and hopefully I get a call in the very near future and say, you know what, we'd like to offer you a contract. But until that happens, you know, I'm still an unemployed coach and ready to work for somebody.
Well, I can tell you, Gerard, the hockey world wants you back in, and there's not many guys that have that kind of respect where you leave and it feels like the game's better with him in it. But you are one of those guys, so good luck. And I have a feeling we will be seeing you this year, might see you in Calgary as an opposing coach. Best of luck. Great job with Hockey Canada and with Team Canada, and enjoy your summer.
Congrats.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
Take care.